This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started a new series a month or so ago, built on a pretty basic premise: how the simple act of buying something, a good old-fashioned exchange of goods and services, can lead to something unexpected, something that changed the way you think about things or maybe even changed your life. We're calling it The Transaction, and today we've got one from listener Vivian Simonson-Jupp of Henderson, Nevada.
This is a story about my own little Christmas miracle. It was December of 2010, and I was really looking forward to spending the first Christmas in 6 years at home here in the U.S. with my two daughters. For the previous 6 years, I had been traveling to Costa Rica, where my mother lived, to spend time with her and give respite to her caregivers. This year, however, I was going to get to spend Christmas at home. On the night of December 22nd, I was baking my last batch of empanadas when my 21-year-old oven just quit. It died. The following morning, I found myself at my local Sears store, as soon as the doors opened, looking at ranges. And I found one that I liked, which really means one that, you know, I could afford. Unfortunately, it was not in stock and it wasn't available for delivery. I decided on another model, which was considerably more than I had intended to spend, but the salesman reassured me that that particular oven could be delivered on Christmas Eve, and he explained to me that I should expect a call that evening on the night of the 23rd, advising me of delivery time. I was especially pleased because both my daughters were home and we had plans for dinner with some old friends and their four children. So later that evening, when I got the robocall from Sears advising me that my oven would be delivered between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., I was devastated. This, of course, meant that I wouldn't be able to roast the turkey that was defrosting in my refrigerator in time for Christmas Eve dinner. I literally sat down and cried. I was so upset. The next morning, now it's the 24th of December, resigned to having, you know, pizza and a salad for Christmas Eve dinner, I went with my oldest daughter to go do some shopping. At about 10:30, I got a phone call, and it was my younger daughter. She had stayed home to sleep in, and she was so excited. I couldn't understand what she was saying on the phone. I asked her to settle down, and she said, "Mom," the doorbell rang, and I opened the door, and there's a gentleman standing there, and he says to me, "I'm from Sears, and we have your oven." I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh my God. And she, you know, of course I was pleased, but she says, "Mom, the name tag on his shirt, his name is Jesus, Jesus. Mom, Jesus brought you your Christmas Eve oven." Well, of course I was so blown away, and we hurried home and put the turkey in the oven and had dinner in the nick of time, a great dinner, and went to Christmas Eve Mass. And it was a Christmas that I will always remember. To this day, when I walk past my range, I have to smile at myself and think about, you know, the oven that Jesus brought on Christmas Eve and how truly fortunate I am.
We know you've got a story too. Come on, you know you do. Tell us. Go to marketplace.org. Maybe we'll get it on the radio.